Hi everybody. I am recording, but Lisa's here and I haven't quite left the building yet because it's so much easier to do this before I put the gloves on. Okay. Alright, my love. I'll see you in a day and a half. I think that requires some more kissing. I'll definitely call you.
Okay.
As always. So, have fun, be safe. And, I don't remember how many scoops you put in. Oh no. Okay. See ya. Okay. We're off and running now. Okay. We're still going. Alright. It's not too cold out today, but there's a nice south wind blowing. Beautiful. It's not a full moon, but it's pretty close. And casting a nice gleam on everything. Just a couple of days ago, Boy Scouts. You know what? We're going to have to make a decision about this. About this game. We're going to allow gay boys and gay leaders. And you have to understand that the groups that do this will never give up, you know. That's probably the most important thing. And I don't think Scouts would be worried about it if it wasn't a huge question of not getting the kinds of donations they used to get, not getting the kinds of things that were depended upon in the past to keep them going. So you know, and that's the decision every organization makes. You know, businesses stay out of it because they don't want to affect the bottom line. Everybody understands that that's what businesses are about. They have to be about the bottom line. Oh, incidentally, this is as you can tell by the timestamp, it's early in the morning. I'm out, I'll probably get back to my early morning walk. I don't know if I'm really well enough to be doing this, but at some point you just have to get back to it. You can't sit back and just think, well, I got sick and I just got out of the habit and I just stopped doing it. You gotta jump back on it. Jump back on the bandwagon, basically. So, here we are, doing the bandwagon. Not exactly sure what I'm going to do tomorrow. Traveling to Las Cruces today to go to a meeting. And I don't know what compelled me to go particularly. It's not convenient on any level. I hope I'm not very up scared off of that. I question that a lot. You know. I think I have good reason for that, because, you know, I don't often pray about this stuff. I don't know if this, you know, includes constant companionship stuff or not, you know? As usual, I just struggle with this stuff, and I can't do anything but move forward, you know. And trust in the Lord that if I make a big mistake, that it will, the Lord will stop me before I do something bad. And I guess He did, you know, that was what kind of what happened. The whole 2012 changing circumstances got shut down pretty hard. I asked for that to be done if it was the wrong thing to do, so there you go, it was the wrong thing to do. And I, of course, I've asked it before, I don't know if it's the specific things of planning for shutdown, or if it was just in general, you know, Jay, you're not going anywhere, quit trying. I've kind of settled that that's probably how I proceed. And I need to wait on the Lord to open up something. There's that. Anyway, so getting back to the whole scouting thing. So apparently scouts are going to make a decision. This is just a prelude to the decision they're going to make, which is to go ahead and open up. You know, it is the times. You can't plead conscience on this, you know. Because the other side was just plead bigotry. And, you know, as an organization, you can't stand up for that. So, that's how it ultimately goes by. Now they put a proviso in there that says each individual chartering organization can have whatever entrance requirements they wish in relation to this. At first I saw it as wisdom, but then I saw it as passing the buck, you know. Nationalists take a pass on it. It's going to throw out individual troops and packs to make decisions about what kind of scouts they're going to be. It waters the whole thing down. I think the only right thing to do for the LDS Church, once they make a decision, is to basically say, we're out. And, you know, everybody knows about my personal troubles with the whole situation anyway. And then I've decided that the easiest way for me to just not be involved with it is just to say I won't be registered. And in not being registered, I said I don't think I can really, you know, I says, I can be involved as a parent, but Lisa doesn't want our kids registered either. The church kind of does it by fiat and justifies it by saying it'll pay for it. So, I don't know if it's a hope. I think it's a bit of a political reality, just because then the fight over individual troops and stuff like that will just be fought on the local level. And I'm sorry, most of us on the local level are not capable of making wise decisions on this. I don't think I would. And so I think the church has to make a clear break and just say, if you want to finish out your Eagle Scout, you're going to have to go to a community troop to do that, or you can do it as a lone scout. Hopefully Boy Scouts will be a little bit lenient about that given the circumstances. I'm sure they will. I don't think it can be a phase out. I think it just needs to be get up and in a meeting and say, we've had a wonderful history with Boy Scouts of America. Says, but it's over, Have a nice day. That'll be it. I don't think this will be the saving thing for Scouts, which has become more and more irrelevant over time. This had to depend more and more on the LDS Church as a sacred organization. I don't think it will save at all. I think one of the things it did was stood for something. And you go, I think in making these changes, I think they will cease to stand for something, and the decline will actually accelerate to the point to where nobody even brings it up. I think it ends up being a fight between those who believe in the principles of scouting and those who want Scouts to carry the Stars and Stripes, to bear the flag in parades and stuff like that. And I think those people will lose, because I think that's the way it's going to run. It's just going to be, it says, in fact, If I were Boy Scouts, I would just make a graceful exit from the whole scene and say, that the national the national sentiment is against these things, which isn't true, I don't think, by and large. But there are so many very vocal, screaming voices calling for these things, and everybody tries to appease them. The Boy Scouts have been identified as a target. Hey, you know, I don't know anything about Girl Scouts. I know other organizations that were like Boy Scouts, folded a long time ago, and said, you know, and decided that they had no particular moral center. It was all about, you know, it was easy for Girl Scouts. They could sign on to women's empowerment, and it didn't have to be a battle over gays. It just didn't happen, you know. Lesbians are interesting. They don't have to loudly proclaim themselves. They are simply there. They are simply accepted. And there's simply nothing to do about that. So yeah, Girl Scouts made the transition away from standards and morals long ago, when it became, you know, when it became the whole thing of, you know, we're all about female empowerment. And that's what we stand for. You know, in Campfire, it's become an irrelevancy because they both became a government contractor. And when it started to be inclusive of all of boys and girls, you know, then it kind of became a whole, you know, it was kind of the liberalized, watered-down version of Girl Scouts. The very beginning. So they just continued down their path as far as I did. Because I had investigated Campfire as a program for my daycare center way back in the early 90s, you know. ...1990 territory, I had looked at it, and, in our area, it just fell apart completely. And yeah, it's just, there was the whole aspects of it that I didn't, I couldn't agree with. And that's just me, you know, I'm not sitting here trying to pick on people who don't go along with my way of thinking. You know, I'm way past that. I just, you know, I just know where I'm not going to go. And of course, I've already talked a lot about the fact that, you know, I'm fine with callings, but not when those callings force you to go into one thing or another. You know, maybe Boy Scouts will take the high road and say, you know what? I said, no. You know, we are going to stand behind our principles. If the national charter wants to be pulled, if they want to pull the national charter, you know, happy day for the government. it's not going to change us. I think in doing that, they would retain the LDS Church and the Catholics and many other religious institutions that are, that really are kind of the mainstay of scouting. And, there it is. You know, and so it really becomes a question of, you know, what are we going to do? And I wouldn't be surprised if the church came back and said, you guys know that if you do this, that we're just going to have to distance ourselves from you. That means we're not going to sponsor. We're just not going to be a part of it anymore. You won't automatically have a third of your people will just disappear. Well, I don't know. I'm not clear on it. I'm not entitled to the kinds of inspiration and decision making that gets done at the highest level. See, Liz, that's for them to make a decision on. I'm constrained by, it's like Lisa and I were talking about today, you know, about something that we were concerned about, or that Lisa was mostly concerned about. And boy, if that happens, there's going to be people at least leave the branch, and you go, you know what, Lisa? It says, I can't be one of those people. Because I am bound by covenant to sustain whoever is picked. You know, and I have to trust that those who make those decisions have prayed about it and received inspiration. That's my part in it. That's my part in it. And the fact that it makes for trouble, that it makes for difficulties, you know, that's just part of the fun of being a covenant people. You know? When the Nazis were rounding up all the Jews, would you sit there and lie and say that you weren't a Jew anymore to try to save yourself? That's kind of how I look at it. I said, I've made covenants here. And so, you know, you support decisions. Now, that doesn't, you know, it says, well, that means, David, they say, probably you're the scoutmaster. You'll be the scoutmaster. You'll lump it and you'll take it. And you go, not so. It says, when it's discussed, we need to talk about that. Because I won't be a scouter. Says I won't register. Sorry. Says if there's some way you can come up with for me to be a scoutmaster and yet not be registered with the Boy Scouts of America, you know. Says if you feel like you can accomplish that, that's up to you. I said, but no. you know, because I don't consider the covenants I've made to say, and because we have a cooperative agreement with these guys, I am compelled to do this, but I will not be. Because Boy Scouts is a volunteer organization run by volunteers predominantly. And that's basically it. I do not volunteer. Well, here in the LDS Church, it's a calling, it's a commitment. And you go, you can call me to it all day long, because I'm not going to register. Now I don't have to give a reason why I'm not going to register. It's a voluntary organization. I do not choose to volunteer. And you can sit there all day and try to convince me that it's my duty to volunteer. And you go, no. This is, you're trying to do it by compulsion. And I'm not going to tolerate that. This is, you can find other people that are willing to do this. However they do it. This is, it's just not going to be me. I don't understand. You go hiking with your kids. You guys go off and do things. It's really great. And you're perfect for this. I said, I don't care. That's not the point. Well, that's going to die. It's all going to be your fault. You go, I'm perfectly willing to take that. If other people want to have their kids in scouts, they can do lone scouts, they can join the community troop if there is one, or they can move someplace else. Because frankly, I see it as one of my duties to try to encourage people to leave this place. This place is dying. The fact that people still hang around and try to do good things, and talk about rebirth or rejuvenation or whatever else when it comes to this stuff. You know, I said, I think they're, I respectfully disagree. I said, I'm here because God won't let me leave for the moment. That's between God and I. Not anybody else. And nobody else is going to sit here and do that kind of stuff. I will not do foolish things for which there's no desire, no energy, and no strength. We must consolidate our energy down to, you know, if it ends up being that we just do what must be done and no more, then that's what we must do. Anyway, so anyway. Yeah, so, you know, you're pushing one of their buttons. Don't, you know. And if you're sitting there saying, well, you're just going to have to get past that, and you go, you know what, smack. No, I don't. I'm allowed a little bit of agency. I'm allowed a little bit of latitude to decide my fate. And I will not be compelled. I am not God's slave to be ordered about. That I really don't know what would be the wise thing to do. But then, if it were me, if I were in those shoes, which I wouldn't be, but if I were, I'd stick to the principles and let the ships fall where they may. If that meant that Boy Scouts were going to be a hit in the byword, then fine, let it be a hit in the byword. Let it stand tall against these things. You know, the LDS Church see it. I'm not, this is firmly not the end result I want to see. I want to see the church have an opportunity to save face and not have scouting anymore. That's what I would prefer. Just as a personal thing, but, you know, there are larger interests here that I understand. Although I will not be involved in it. Says, you know, a lot of other people are and love it and have fond memories of it and how wonderful it was. In fact, I think by and large, when the church first started doing it, it was a show of Americanism from what could have been perceived as a group that was not very patriotic and had some reasons to be so. But, you know, that really doesn't matter in the whole national discourse. And frankly, you know, I think that purpose is far past, long past, and that the only purpose I see in continuing the thing is toward compatible ideals of scouting. You know, and if scouting is going to, you know, have to emaciate the scout oath and the scout law to allow gay people into them, you know, that's no. As usual, I know I'm an odd egg. I don't often side with my own personal feelings, but I think I kind of rarely do. But, you know, circumstances have trained me to be. I told him. I requested. I prayed. I don't know if I got quite begging, but I prayed if it wasn't the right thing to do, if it would cause my family problems or hurt, then it shouldn't happen. And of course, and, you know, I don't know which one of those things was true that made it not happen, or if it was something else. I serve God. But I do that as my choice, not through acts of compulsion. You know. I wish Boy Scouts well. I wish Boy Scouts well. I hope they stand up to their principles, the things upon which they were founded. I know they seem grossly old-fashioned, and that gay people have no interest in, or gay activists, those who want to invade these places, have absolutely no interest in standing up for principles or anything like that. It is simply another opportunity to gain some political ground, to wiggle their way into mainstream, not just acceptance, but embracing. And I find it utterly despicable. Absolutely despicable. And if Scouts can't bring itself to live up to its principles, then I think it needs to dissolve itself and say, you know what? It's a brutal, horrible world that reality just can't have to face without Boy Scouts of America. Or whatever. I would just assume they stuck around, stuck to their principles. The LDS Church and other religious organizations could continue to stay with it, knowing that it's going to take some hits. It's going to be a little rough. They have to sell off some property. And, you know, I think that would be the best course, is to stay on the road that they've been on. Not to change gears, because it will be due to the political pressure. All the rest of them have fallen. All the other dominoes fell. Some a long time ago. To political pressure. To being taken over by the factions. To decide to pull them in another direction. And this is all a political game. This is all political theater. And, It's just but I don't know how long it's going to take them to make these decisions. I'm sure they would love to stretch it out until the next come out until after everybody had re-registered for this year. You know? I find that very telling. I was kind of gutless, finally. Brings it up to me, I'll just say, I choose to stay. I'm not going to run. That is my step of being supportive of it. Thank you. That is all. That is all. Yesterday about legislation. Oh, Britain's finally going to vote on just straight across the board on gay marriage. I think civil unions have been in place for a while. You have to understand that these gay activists, nothing is good enough. That's why I say, you know, that it'll never end. It says, if you capitulate to them, it says, it's like capitulating to Hitler. It says, you will end up being his slave. You will end up doing his will. They won't give up even when they have, even when they can demand that you sexually pleasure them, and you have to let them have it, you're going to go to jail. You know what? Blacks fought for what they fought for, and when it was won, they smiled. I mean, there's some branches of it, small branches, that are that gain power there, and they still want to work the wield power, so they're still manufacturing more injustices that they feel like blacks are suffering. All the way up to Civil War reparations, which I'm sorry, is absolute, you know, I'm sorry. How many generations ago was that? Die naturally, like say it did. Well, not quite like how it did in Britain, but how it did in most of the rest of the world besides the United States. The United States, we fought a bloody war. Then made half of the country resentful of the other half. And that resentment was visited back on the blacks, and may still be visited back on the blacks. You know, they all cheer, oh, the Emancipation Proclamation, wasn't it wonderful? And you go, you know what? I think you guys would have fared better if it just would have petered itself out. It already was. It was starting to die. You know, social mores would have done the death knell to slavery, like it did in some of the other places. The space garbage that we have. I don't know if that would have solved it. That's hindsight. Wishful thinking. We do have the choice that we do have. But I think going out and fighting for it, in any way besides any way that, I was a skunk there for a minute, but I don't think so now. Anyway. You know. I said how great a man Lincoln was. You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Those that killed him, because of assassination, he said, well, you know, yeah, did you have to understand? Hey, there's civil war going on. This is the guy who was crushed it. You don't think that in his mind he had a reputation that was talking about him to lose some kind of a devil? You can paint any way you like. I think that Lincoln was a marvelous hero. The government of the South were horrible, wicked, evil men. God, I probably didn't know that. Because men took up a course. It seemed right there at the time. And wherever else they were to defend what had become their country, that was what they were doing. They were defending their country. You know, wherever your home is, you know, just, oh, it's still a war, you know. That it was a war between the two. Telling people they couldn't leave the Union, which I'm sorry, they couldn't. If they did, I don't know why there was a war over it. When they say, oh, it's about slavery. And you go, that's what railed the whole thing up, you know. I said, but, I said it was about more than that. Without more loyalty to your state. I don't understand loyalty to the state was much stronger back then. You know? When they talked about the United States, it was not the United States, one country, it was the United States. Your loyalty was to your state. And if they chose to side with one government over another, so that's, you know, that became our country. The same kind of pact for common defense that held together the northern states and what held together the southern states. And the funny thing is, people don't know, the Emancipation Proclamation didn't free slaves in the North, it freed slaves in the South. The only thing that freed slaves in the North was a constitutional amendment. The And you go, so, you know, Lincoln was not, Lincoln was not ending slavery with the Emancipation Proclamation. He was trying to win a war with it. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say he was good or bad. You know, it's really easy to go that way. I don't think people on either side were particularly good or particularly bad. Just from the standpoint of what side they were on. And attempts to characterize the South as some demon people, you know, who are rattling their slaves' chains and saying, oh yeah, oh yeah? That was just war propaganda, trying to get higher ground on somebody. And it worked, you know, but that's all it was, trust me. If something else could have been contrived to make the South look indecent and make the North look virtuous, they would have used that one just as readily. You know, whether it's gun control or anything else. So, I find it quite interesting. I'm still a proponent of, you know, I used to call it a two-state solution. I guess I shouldn't do that anymore because I'm in favor of the devolution of powers. It's a bad way to say it. I am a firm proponent in the ascension of the family as the last word in governance. And that all entities beyond the family are built through free association, through coalition, through cooperation, with the ability of each individual family to not be beholden to these things, to not be beholden at all, ever, to these things. That's what I believe in. And then nothing should interfere with a family's responsibility to care for its children, to provide for its needs, to delegate its funds as it sees fit, I think the concept of taxation needs to end as a responsibility to a larger entity. There is no larger entity than the family. There is no more important institution. The family is not an institution. There is no more important group than the family. And the family is absolute. The family is inviolate. And just as much as slavery, the buying, selling, and trading of humanity is evil, so is the binding down of families and their individual members to societal abstractions like government is an almighty calumny. And that we have seen the absolute inability of governments of any stripe, of any sort, to be able to ensure basic rights. Prove themselves time and time and time and time again to be totally incapable of this. So, you know, and you go, therefore, the inherent majesty, the inherent power, the inherent sovereignty, of families, that was co-opted by the community, by the state, by the nation, or by whatever other instrumentality there happened to be. I hold that entire contract invalid. And that such things should be abolished. And that the individual families should rule themselves determine their own associations form their own cooperative agreements among themselves and if they choose to bring together a government that it will be done on the terms set by individual families, and individual families can choose to end their association with such governments. And if that is not economical, so be it. If that is not efficient, so be it. This is all we know is that governments to which families are beholden as if a family were a created subunit. Oh, right, thank you. Bye. You know, it says, and that becomes a basic argument. It said, we see that when it was done a way that suited government, that all of the things we had hoped to avoid, all the things that government was supposed to protect us from, all of the things that government was supposed to bring as benefits, are all, they either don't exist, or they're onerous, or they're, you know, or they're just poorly done. And that in a system that is supposed to, you know, we actually tried to create a government where minorities would be protected from a tyranny of the majority, and that didn't work either. This is, now we have tyrannous minorities, you know, administering belly punches. To a cowed and apathetic majority. I said, you know, I said, and if we're going to go through the effort, and it seems like most, it seems like government leaders want to, if we're going through the motion, through the activity of reforming government, then I say this time to do it better. That handing over government to, you know, that empowering government further will only launch us down the corruptive path that we've already been on. Subject. Oh, I'm gonna be out here in 15 minutes. Okay, well, I need to get something to eat and get out of here. So I'd say today, have a good day.